We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Friday to you, Brevard County. We want to thank you for tuning in today. I'll just tell you this. I was talking with my parents here a couple of weeks ago. I normally talk to them just almost every day. There's a couple of days where our schedules don't coincide because when I'm in church, they're not in church. And when they're in church, I'm not in church. And so there's a couple of days that I get, that I don't talk to them on a regular basis. And a lot of times our phone conversations are literally like this. Hi, how are you doing today? Oh, we're fine. We got company here right now. And I said, well, you know what? I'll just talk to you tomorrow. I love you. Goodbye. God bless. And so a lot of times our conversations can sometimes be no more than a minute long. And I was talking to them, and they said, you know what? We just heard you on the radio this morning. And they live out in Oklahoma, different time zone. But because of the TuneIn app or the WMIE app that is available for Android and iPhone, you can listen to WMIE all across the globe. And so if you happen to be traveling and want to catch the Refresh radio broadcast, 8:30 Eastern time in Florida, you just have to make the appropriate adjustment and you can get that broadcast wherever you are at. So, do want to share with you one more time. Tomorrow is our Thanksgiving outreach. So if you would be so kind as to pray for us, that outreach is more than just something that makes us feel good. We are not looking for something that will just make us feel good. We are looking to do something that will build the kingdom of God. And so tomorrow we will be out distributing Thanksgiving dinners to hopefully around 100 households in low-income areas, and we consider it a privilege to do so. But if you would hold us up in prayer, we would greatly appreciate that. Don't forget, if you have already bought your tickets, tonight is the Faith and Family Night at the Space Coast State Fair down in Vieira. And so hopefully you've already purchased your tickets. If not, you might want to check today to see if they're still available at itickets.com, lifevisual.com, or their Facebook event page. Also, next Thursday is going to be, next Thursday's Thanksgiving Day. So if you are in the Cocoa Beach area, there's a free Thanksgiving dinner. That is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I believe there are some others on Merritt Island as well as in the Cocoa area. And so that may be something that could be a blessing to you as well. Just to let you know of our schedule changes during the next few days, this coming Sunday, we will be having our church Thanksgiving dinner. After the service, it is a phenomenal event. So we celebrate our Thanksgiving, and then we enjoy the fellowship that we have for one another. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, you're more than welcome to come out. We are going to throw our tarp over our gazebo, have picnic tables. We can set up tables in our sanctuary as well. And so we'd like to let you know what's going to happen. The church is providing the turkeys. We're asking the others who come to bring a dessert or a side dish. I normally say it this way: bring your favorite Thanksgiving dish and something inside of it. And so we always look forward to that. We have some phenomenal cooks in our church, but we just genuinely like hanging out with one another. And so that will be Sunday after the service. Normally we start eating sometime around 12:30 or 12:45. It takes us a little bit of time to transition from our children's church hour into being able to utilize that as a fellowship hall. So that is coming up. As a result of that, we don't have a Sunday night service either this Sunday night or the following Sunday night. So for the next two Sundays, we have Sunday school at 9:30 and we have our worship service at 10:30. But we don't have Sunday nights either of the next 2 weeks. Also, during the week leading up to Thanksgiving, because we have so many families that have visitors and guests coming in town and big meals to produce, we do not have Wednesday services at all. So there will be no Wednesday vintage service, and there will be no Wednesday night kids ministries. And so we just wanted to let you know that, so that you did not show up and find yourself surprised if no one was there. So anyway, we do pray that you will have a wonderful weekend and that God will bless you with a fantastic Thanksgiving. I know that there's a lot of people that are traveling over the next several days, so we want to pray that God would keep you safe in your journey. So today let's go ahead and get into the Word. Now, I want to tell you that the passages of Scripture, I'm not going to read these passages of Scripture today, and I will tell you why. I'm just going to give you the references, and I don't think I mentioned this on some of the recent programs, but if you are interested in having the notes that I have here for these names of God and what it reveals about Him, we would be more than glad to hear from you. You can reach us at 454-4263. You can also reach us via email, meritassembly@hotmail.com. You can mail us a request, 165 North Grove Street, or you could like us on our Facebook page. You can reach us in any one of those ways. If you would like this handout, we would be more than glad to share this with you absolutely free of charge. And just contact us and I will get you this information because it will really help you. I also want to say this. Thank you so much for everybody who's contacted us via email and phones, visited over the past several weeks. We are very, very thankful for your positive feedback, your words of encouragement, and those of you who we've got to meet personally and actually shared meals with and things like that. It's a true blessing to get to know people who are on the other end of the broadcast. And so we just want to say thank you to those of you who've supported our Thanksgiving outreach financially and prayerfully. We thank you to those who've made financial contributions to the program. We say thank you to those who've actually become a part of our congregation. We thank you as well. Thank you so much for listening. And we pray that God continues to bless in this broadcast. So what we have talked about here on the past several broadcasts was how God reveals His nature and identity to us through His name. And in our modern culture, when people have children, a lot of times they pick names that are, different relatives. They're named after different relatives. I have that distinction. I was named after one of the relatives that my mother had. And so sometimes people, I can't explain to you how celebrities name their babies. I'll just be honest with you. Some of the names they come up with, I don't understand how they came up with those. But in the Bible, that wasn't necessarily the way that things were done. People named their children according to the destiny that they wanted to have their kids. Or, as we're going to talk about today, they named their kids in a way that manifest, it declared the nature of who God was. And so anytime you are reading through, like 1 Chronicles chapter 4 here, there is just a gazillion people's names there. And some of them you and I can pronounce. Some of them we can fake. Some of them we just kind of stammer and stutter over. But I want to highlight some people's names. And, you know, you would really have to dig into your concordance, into your interlinear Bible, your Greek and Hebrew lexicon. You'd have to look in there to discover what some of these names mean. But people have done that, and I have done that to some extent, and I found tremendous revelation sometimes by studying the just the list of David's mighty men. That was an eye-opening study for me. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it is going to be some of the most dynamic, superficial reading you will ever have in your life. A lot of times people just look over them and they just continue to move on. They say, okay, I don't know how to pronounce that name, this name, or so on and so forth. And this list could go on quite extensively. Anytime you see a name such as Zechariah that ends in A-H, like such as Elijah or Elisha, all of those sorts of names have connections to God. For instance, I will give you one. Leah named her fourth son Judah, and she said, this time I'm going to praise God. And so the first part of it means praise. The last part means God. And so I'm just going to touch, this is not an extensive or an exhaustive list, but just a revelation of some of these names and what the names mean, and what it manifests, what it could mean for you and I. And so the first one that I want to talk to you about, it's found in 1 Chronicles 4:37, and also 2 Samuel 8:18. There's a couple of different manifestations. One of them is the name Jediah, and the other is Jehoiada. Jediah and Jehoiada, and both of those names mean this: God knows. God knows. Remember, when you are, when this God whose whole, his name is holy, that he is aware of every detail in your life. The scripture says that he knows when you rise up and when you sit down. He knew you while you were being knit together in your mother's womb. He knows the needs that you have before you even ask. God is not some God that is oblivious and is far away and is not paying attention to what is going on in your world. It says that his eye is on the sparrow. There's a song that says, if his eye is on the sparrow, I know he's watching me. He is moved with compassion. He knows when you are miserable. He knows when you are hurting. He knows when you are going through the fire. He knows when you are sick and infirmed. He knows about these things. And so he is the omniscient God. That's a fancy way of saying this. God knows everything. He knows it all. He is an expert in every field. He is an expert in every field of science. He's an expert on economics. He is an expert in compassion. He is a marital expert. He is a parenting expert. He is a governmental expert. He is a military genius. He knows everything. And so today, whatever you may be going through, whether it is a problem at work or a problem at home, financial issues, whatever it might be, I just want you to allow God to bring this revelation through the name of Jediah or Jehoiada, that God knows how to solve the problem. He is not unconcerned. In fact, the scripture says we can cast all of our cares upon him because he cares for us. Let me just tell you this right now. He knows all about you. He knows right now the condition of your heart. He knows that if you and I are unrepentant, he knows every sin. And yet, he still loves us. Yet, he still extends to us the offer of forgiveness. He knows. You and I, we may be able to blow smoke and convince and deceive other people, but that's not going to be the way it is with God. I've told you on this broadcast before of a conversation I had 35 years ago with a man, and he says, "Well, when I get to heaven, I'm just going to explain to God how it was." You're going to be wasting your breath. And besides that, that's not the way that conversation is going to go. For the unrepentant, the conversation when they encounter God at the great white throne of judgment is quite simply going to be this, that they are going to see God in his holiness and his perfection and his might. They are going to bow their knee and they are going to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then they will be removed from his presence. And there will not be any cries of injustice. There will not be any cries of unfairness. Everybody will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is fair and just in all of his ways, and they got what they deserve. Listen, God does not want you to get what you deserve today. He does not want me to get what I deserve today. He wants us to know how great and merciful he is. Today, he wants to extend mercy to us so that we do not receive the justice or the judgment and the condemnation to an eternity apart from him. His will is that nobody experience that. And he wants us to receive grace where he empowers us beyond what we deserve. That's the will of God. That's what he wants for you and I. And so today, if you feel like nobody is paying attention, I want you to know that God fully understands. There was a movie a long time ago, not a great movie, but it was a thought-provoking movie, and it was a movie that described how this man was all of a sudden able to understand what women were thinking, and there was one particular person at the job site who thought nobody paid any attention to her, that nobody cared, that everybody was taking advantage of her, and that because of that, the thoughts that she had that was going on was because nobody knows, nobody cares, I'm just going to go home and I'm going to end my life. And he was able to intervene in that situation. Today, I want you to know that that sort of crazy stuff doesn't happen, but it's a reality in God. God does. Today, if you are hurting, I want you to know that God is fully aware of it, and he has a solution. Do not allow the devil to convince you that your current circumstance is permanent. A lot people are all the time trying to come up with permanent solutions to temporary problems. Today, I want to ask you to cry out to the God who knows the beginning of the problem, the end of the problem, and all of the steps in between, and allow him to bring victory. Today, if you will allow the God who knows your circumstance to comfort you in that circumstance, he will equip you to be able to comfort others in that circumstance. So today, this revelation that God knows is actually a launching pad for you, not only to get victory over what you're dealing with, but an empowerment that you're going to be able to help other people in the days ahead. God knows all about it. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 24 through 25, this is a revelation. It comes as a result of a byproduct of David's sin with Bathsheba. And as you are familiar with the story, David was unfaithful to Uriah the Hittite, who was one of his mighty men. I want you to know that David's sin with Bathsheba weakened his kingdom. It actually eliminated one of his mightiest men, one of his greatest valiant men from his fighting force. His sin weakened his kingdom. Bathsheba became pregnant. Uriah the Hittite was strategically killed in battle. And David went and brought Bathsheba into his home, married her. She had the baby, and the child died. But the scripture goes on. David repented of his sin, and so God was merciful to him in that. And it said that David went to his wife and comforted her. And guys, I just think that today maybe that's a great way that we could I could share with you about how to have a successful weekend this weekend, in that there's no domestic disputes, there's no dissension or strife or discord in your house. And that is, why don't you just adopt the mindset right now that whatever my wife is going to go through, whatever she's dealing with right now, I'm going to comfort her. I want to help make her life easier, better, more enjoyable today, and just have the mindset and the heart of bringing comfort to your spouse this week, okay? That was a free advertisement, and all the women said amen. Jedidiah was the, when David went and comforted Bathsheba, God gave her another son, and God instructed them to name this child Jedidiah. Now, if you're like me and you grew up in the days of the Beverly Hillbillies, Jedidiah is the full name of Jed Clampett of the Beverly Hillbillies. And so Granny would call him from time to time Jedidiah. A couple of years ago, I was having a phone conversation, and the man that I spoke with, his name was Jedidiah. And I so wanted to steer this conversation. It was a business conversation. And so I so wanted to steer it into this, because there are not just a lot of people that go around naming their kids Jedidiah. But when you hear what the name Jedidiah means, you are going to have greater appreciation for it. By the way, the family ended up calling the son that God said to name Jedidiah, they called him by a different name. His name was Solomon. He became the wisest person on the face of the earth. He built the temple. Solomon, his name means peace. Jedidiah, however, means this: loved by God. And today, I'd like to talk to some people who've maybe blown it in their past, and there has been some heartache, some loss, some pain that has come your way. But I want to bring comfort to your life today and let you know that God has Jedidiah in your life, that pain and heartache, you know, even if we've sinned and brought this upon ourselves, it doesn't have to remain permanent. If we will repent of that sin, if we will cry out to him, God will comfort us. He's going to manifest his provision of love in your life in the days to come that is going to have kingdom impact. Kingdom impact. Today, he wants you to know that you are loved by God. Today, if you've been rejected at work, today, I call you Jedidiah. I call you loved by God. Loved by God. You see, the New Testament makes it very clear. God is love. Now, he is not the low standard of love that the world tries to want to get us to understand, where he puts his stamp of approval on everything. Listen, before Jedediah had came into existence, there was repentance of the lust, the immorality. There was repentance of the murder. There was a lot of repentance that David did in his life. There was fasting, there was praying, and yet at this point in time, David got beyond himself, and he began to bring comfort to his family because of the pain that he had brought into Bathsheba's life. And at that point in time, there was the manifestation and the realization that God still loved them. Today, we're getting ready to go into the weekend. I don't want you to go into this weekend thinking that God is carrying on this perpetual grudge against you. But instead, I want you to know that he loves you, that he longs to forgive us, and he longs to establish a kingdom blessing in our lives. Today, your hope or your past does not have to dictate your future. Today, if we will turn to God and allow him to manifest his love in our life, man, the kingdom is getting ready to go to new heights in your sphere of influence. We don't have enough time to go on to the next one today. But I want to remind you, don't forget about Friday night. Pray for us tomorrow for our outreach. If you want to join us on Sunday, we would love to have you be a part of that. And it's just a great Thanksgiving celebration. I have learned some of my favorite foods. I've learned to eat them at our Thanksgiving dinners. Things I didn't think I'd like, I end up loving. It's now part of our Thanksgiving tradition. It's because of that. But hopefully we will see you Sunday at 10:30. But I really want to pray for you today to close out the broadcast. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, there's not one perfect person that's listening to me on this radio broadcast. God, all of us have blown it and dealt with the consequences, the pain, the hurt, the suffering of our sin. But Lord, you know all about that, and you love us anyway. You sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And I thank you today, Lord, that your love is still there for every person listening. I pray today, God, that people would not deprive themselves of a future relationship with you because of what's happened in their past. But God, instead, we would repent of our shortcomings, turn to you, and experience the comfort and the love that you have for us. God, I just pray prophetically over these who are listening right now, God, that there would be something born divinely inside of them that is going to cause the kingdom of God to be impacted in a positive way. In Jesus' name, you be sure and have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll see you on Sunday. If not, God bless you. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more.
Everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more.